Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jeffrey is the Chief Home Officer, as you know. Jeff is the author of Home Office Know-How, also Teleworking and Telecommuting, also another book which every home-based business must have, Safe at Home by Jeffrey D. Zabar. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be here.
And the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, by the way, folks.
More.
National Award.
There you go.
No, I think that's it.
That's about it.
I think that's actually maybe one more than I should have done. I don't know.
Exactly.
It's good to have you back, Jeff.
Pleasure to be with you.
What's new in the world of home-based business?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. I think that one thing that people often don't think about when they start up a home business or when they running even a small business is travel. And especially if, like my business, there's not a lot of travel involved. Typically, with the nature of my business, sometimes I travel and make TV appearances or do presentations and the like. But, you know, I'll do that 3, 4, 5 times a year, so not a ton. But, you know, anybody who has a family and runs a business might be called upon to travel for family affairs.
Well, or for a business event, maybe go to a national conference or something like that, or attend
exactly.
to be a delegate for a chamber event or something like that.
There's all sorts of reasons that mm-hmm. take us on the road, and especially those that, again, may not involve business per se, but you can't, you know, like for me, I'm leaving with my family for 10 days in Canada. And so in the worst of worlds, my business would come to a grinding halt because I wouldn't be here to do it.
I call that being unemployed.
That's being unemployed.
When you're a small business owner,
that's a temporary down cycle. That's not unemployed when you're in a small business.
When you're a sole proprietor, you're the charmed quirk. You're the only person in your company, which I have been, and which you are now. And you take a nap, you're unemployed.
Well, I'm unemployed a lot because I take a ton of naps in the course of my business.
But no, see, that's what I used to tell myself when it was just me. I would say, you know, anytime I was not available to work, I told myself, well, I guess you're unemployed. And what my point is that reminded me about the condition of my company, the situation of my company, and it made me to be a little more creative in the way that I took the time off, what I took with me, how I scheduled it, how I arranged the travel, and all that. It, being that abrupt about it kind of got my attention. It made me be a little more creative.
Well, and I think that part of that, quote, creativity has to focus on you got to think ahead. And it certainly comes with experience how to plan for it, but how to, you know, think ahead. What am I going to need? Now, you and I were talking a few moments ago about the fact that I'm taking 10 days off, and am I going to be able to work? And I said, well, I just take my laptop, take some documents, plan out my internet access while away, figure out what that's going to be like. And then also I already called my cellular company, to my wireless company, to say, okay, we need to put me – I'm going to Canada, so I need to be put on a Canadian plan or at least a Canadian sort of access or a North American plan.
So it's not an international plan up there? It's just be a –
Yeah, well, it's an international plan, but it's specific to Canada where I think they, you know, they probably do it country by country. But it's a Canadian –
But it's not the same as going to Europe. It's different from that.
Yeah,
right?
Typically in Canada you can trust that you're going to have much the same access, where if you go into, you know, Eastern Europe, you may need, you know, certain SIM cards or global phones that may not have – that you may not be able to use your –
That's what we had to do
or whatever over there.
The last time we went to Europe, we had to get an international phone.
Exactly. So I've made those calls. I've called the hotel, and we're saying it's some, you know, foofy hotel that charges like $14 a day. It's Canadian, so it's actually $13 a day U.S. For internet access.
Right.
I'm like, oh, my God, I have to spend that kind of money. But you know what? It's business. So, yes, I probably will have to spend that kind of money in order to stay connected. The other thing I do when I travel, and I just wrote an article about this that's on the Sun Sentinel website if people want to learn more, sun-sentinel.com, and then just plug Zabar, Z-B-A-R, into the search, and it'll come up. It's strategies for keeping important documents safe and accessible. When I'm traveling, I'll load up a thumb drive, a little USB flash drive,
yep,
with all the key documents that I need.
Handy as a pocket on a shirt.
Excuse me?
Handy as a pocket on a shirt.
And make sure you keep it in a pocket on the shirt or in your pants and not with your laptop.
And don't throw away the little lanyard, the little cord that comes with it.
That is key.
You got to keep that. You can hang it around your neck. If it's wherever it is, you can. They're easier to find. I found that you don't lose them as much if you leave the rope on it.
Exactly. You can, you know, again, tie it around your neck, you know, tie it around your finger, you know. But I think what's key is also that you don't keep it with the laptop, because often when you're traveling, the laptop is a thief magnet. And people will see a laptop and they can steal it. But if there's no, and this is really important when you travel, you know, I know it is going to fall on deaf ears, and a lot of people are going to say, yeah, right. But try not to load critical documents on your laptop. Keep them on a USB flash drive. Email them to yourself. Often when I'm traveling, I'll email important
documents. I do that all the time.
Email them to my Gmail account so that it doesn't come to my inbox on my desktop, but it comes to my Gmail account that I can log on, download, work on them, upload them back to Gmail again, or email them back to my Gmail account again.
Now, I don't have a Gmail account. I feel deficient.
Gmail is cool because what I use it for is because it has about 2 gigs of free, asterisk, exclamation point, boldface storage. I funnel everything. If you send me an email today and said, where's that document, that gets copy forwarded to my Gmail account. So it's,
and you can go in there and manage information in the Gmail account?
You can absolutely go in and manage information.
Not just store it, but manage it. You can retrieve it and find it.
You can retrieve it. You can open it.
It's like your own little virtual hard drive?
Exactly.
Only better because you can work in it?
Well, you can't work in it.
You can't open up a program editor.
You can't edit the document in it, but you can edit the document in Word. So when
Gmail, what is Gmail?
It's Google.
It's Google stuff. Yeah, okay.
So my email address, is, you know, jeffzabar@gmail.com. So you have to be invited by somebody to do it. So let's talk off the air, and I'll invite you, assuming they're still offering. But the point is, all that information is sitting there waiting for me, and it's a great way to travel on the road and have access to your documents from any Internet-enabled PC.
Absolutely. Good stuff, Jeff. Hang on. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Little Steely Dan for you. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Be sure to check out our blog. Boy, howdy, did we have a big day on the blog yesterday. Thank you so much for doing that, for using it, and don't forget, we'll send it to you. You don't even have to come get it if you want. If you'd like to subscribe, we have the RSS capability right there on our website, so check it out when you get a chance. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, and he's the author of a number of books. He is the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And your own home office newsletter.
my newsletter. I blog on the site, although I've been a little bit lazy about it. But there's a lot of content there and a lot of information. When I write my stories, most of them get posted right to the site. So it's really an easy application to use.
Good stuff there, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. ChiefHomeOfficer.com. And, of course, Jeffrey's all over our website. Lots of good stuff that he's posted with us, too, as well. You can find him in the Brain Trust. And, of course, this week you can find him in the schedule page and on our blog. Jeffrey, we're talking about travel, and how do you keep from being completely unemployed if you're home-based, if you're a micropreneur, and you have to travel, you have to leave your regular environs. We never use the word normal around here. Your regular environs. How do you stay, you know, connected and employed when you do that?
Well, you know, there's a couple things, and so we've spoken about emailing to yourself and keeping documents on hand. You got to let all your clients know. The vital clients that you're dealing with on a regular basis, I've already sent an email out telling them that I'm going to be traveling and the dates that I will be away so that they have a heads up. And, you know, like you say in public speaking, tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them.
Right.
Ditto with clients, because you can't trust that either your email,
you
that
can't,
they read it.
It's not their job to keep up with you.
Exactly. So you can't. They may not have read it. It might have gotten caught in their spam catcher. You know, it just may not have made it there. So you want to say it multiple times. You put it on your outbound voicemail message. Now that's a thorny issue, especially for home-based businesses, because if you say, you know, you've reached the home office of Jeff Sabar, I'm going to be away for the next week. You know, because should we go and break into his home office? You know, you got to be a little cautious. I mean, that's obviously a far-fetched idea, but security is a really big issue. So.
Absolutely.
You got to watch how you put things out there like that, and whether you put it on your website or whether you blast an email
especially
out to everybody.
If you keep information that belongs to other people, like your clients, your customers.
Right. Right. It's really vital that you protect all that information, and you are smart about how you put information out there and what you do. So what I see is that I try every way possible to let people know what I'm going to be doing without sort of, you know, let the specifics of the world know what's going on, the people you need to know. And like I said, you take those documents with you that you need to keep working. I've already called my cellular, my wireless provider. I've already inquired about what it's going to cost for broadband while working at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
When traveling abroad, it's often cheaper to go to a 7-Eleven or what, you know, a convenience store, even downstairs at the hotel in their little concession stand or shop, and buy a prepaid calling card, because you can get what would otherwise be a 20, 30, 40 cent a minute or more call, and you can place it for 5 to 10 cents a minute using a calling card.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, depending on the company, the wireless company you use, I know some people are getting, for like $20 for the month, they're getting unlimited, you know, free calls back home. Not free calls, but they fall under the bucket of minutes that they already purchased.
Mm-hmm.
Mine isn't that way, so I have to be a little bit more discerning as to how I'm going to make my calls home. I got reduced price, but not free.
Jeffrey, so. Let me stop you for a second, because I want to come back to something that's very, very important, something I've discovered in my travels. If you're hooking, I want to come back to the laptop. If you're hooking up to a laptop from a hotel or from some hotspot or whatever, you better have an atomic security system on your equipment, and maybe even redundant security system. Because Jeffrey, the people who are out there trying to do harm online really focus on those kinds of connectivities, because they know that a lot of different people are coming into a hotel or wherever, and they know that they've got that there's this fertile soil for them to load viruses up, Trojan horses, all that
or
sort of thing.
Hack your data.
Exactly. But what I'm getting at is you'll never be as bombarded with evildoers online trying to get into your computer through your connectivity than you will when you're traveling. Because when you're in your home office, you're just one person there. But when you go to a hotel, you're one of hundreds who come there every day, and it's fertile soil for the evildoers.
Yeah, and one thing to keep in mind, and I think that's a great point. There's a difference here. One is when you're traveling on the road, you're logging into the hotel, you know, the internet service access provided by the hotel. It depends on whether it's an Ethernet or a wireless connection. If it's Ethernet,
right,
make sure if you have a built-in wireless card in your laptop, make sure that's disabled.
Yeah.
Because part of the issue is people can hack in over your wireless connection, even if you're not connected,
mm-hmm,
or even if you're connected via Ethernet. You also want a firewall installed. You want your antivirus installed.
All that stuff. You got to be very. You just got to be extra careful and extra prepared for that kind of thing. Hey, Jeffrey, give us your website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thank you, Jeff, for being here. Safe travels.
Thank you very much. Always great to be with you.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, and I will be too, right after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.